The Magdalene Path Through the Apocalypse. The Descent of the Magdalene. She fell with her eyes wide open as a prophetic vow. So you who may feel lost, you are retracing her descent to reclaim, to remember what the world has buried beneath shame. The depths, my beloved one, are sacred, and the tears are hot and holy. The ache in your womb is an altar. This is the fall into the arms of the dark mother, where the pearl is waiting. Welcome, beloveds. The Magdalene Path is not about retreating from the world, but engaging with it. It is not about transcending suffering, but anointing it with our sacred presence. And to walk this path is to stand in the fire of grief, injustice, collapse, and still choose to embody something different: wholeness, sovereignty, truth, love. We are not in ordinary times. We are walking through a collective dark night of the soul, a sacred unraveling foretold in the mystic scriptures. And yet, apocalypse, in its original meaning, apocalypsis, means revelation, the unveiling. This path invites us to walk through the collapse, not in fear, but as midwives of remembrance. You are not here to bypass the world. You are here to transfigure it from within. Forward. This book is a field of fire, a vessel of remembrance. It was not written to teach, but to transmit. It does not offer answers for the times we are in, but it does offer presence, prophecy, and sacred patterning for those who know in their bones that they came to walk the edge of this world's ending. These scrolls are not essays, they are oracles. They are transmissions of the collective Magdalene, seeded from a living body of grief, love, and divine feminine awakening. They arose not from study, but from the fire, from the ache of collapse, from the clarity that only comes when everything else has fallen away. These offerings are not for escape. They are here to initiate you into a fuller embodiment. This is for the ones who are no longer waiting to be chosen, initiated, or saved. It is for the priestesses disguised as mothers, healers, artists. It is for the grief tenders and the midwives of the in-between. It is for you, the Magdalenas. You will recognize yourself, not by the facts, but by the frequency. If you have stood in the ruins and still choose to love, this is for you. If you have trembled and told the truth anyway, this is for you. And if you have offered what is holy and protected what is sacred, this is for you. You will not find a pathway forward in these words, but you will find a mirror, an invitation and initiation. The apocalypse is not only outside you, it is within you. And through that inner tearing, a new world is being born. These scrolls are delivered to you from that place. For that place, for you. The dark night is the soul's vow to truth. Do not curse the silence. Let it carve you. Let it cleanse you. Let it remind you that you are here not to escape the world. You are here to become its holy flame.